Today I find myself in that same frame of mind and under the same weight of frustration and skepticism, but it's not because I'm gay. Today I look across the turbulent sea of political discourse and ask, why would anyone choose to be a conservative?
Good question, Chad.
Yeah.
To be a conservative means to openly invite others' hatred into your life and to lose your humanity in the eyes of strangers who view you exclusively through stereotypes and prejudices. I wonder fucking why.
Yeah. It's equally bad to be prejudiced against a person for being a bigot as it is to be a bigot against somebody for things that are out of their control.
Yeah, truly what's brilliant. Next? Registered Republicans can't get married?
Yeah, that'd be great.
That would be sick
there'd
as
be
fuck.
Fewer of them.
Oh, yeah, let's take away marriage rights from conservatives.
Yo, honestly, like, take away their marriage rights, take away their voting rights, take away their rights to use, like, the drive-thrus at fast food restaurants. They have to wait at the fucking counter.
Ooh, or, like, conservative-only bathrooms. Like, if they love the smell of their own shit so much, they can go keep it away from us.
Yeah, we have the, you know, we have the lib drinking fountain, and then the conservative drinking fountain, which is, like, really shitty and dirty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be like Jim Bro laws.
Yeah, or you could have, it's like everyone gets the drinking fountain that they seem to want. So like conservatives would get one that's totally unregulated and there's Freon and arsenic in the water. Libs would be, it's ad supported and you can pay a dollar to cut the line and you have access to water. And then the socialist one is just a regular drinking fountain. Just free water for all.
So he goes on to write, to be a conservative means to be forced to choose when to speak and when to remain silent, since offending someone on the left, even mildly or by accident, is a social battle you may not be able to win.
Yeah, because your brain is the size of a quarter.
Because you're going to get fucking bofed.
Yeah, because your arguments are fundamentally stupid. And this is like one of the, he basically tips his hand immediately in how dumb this comparison is, because he's saying like, having to suffer social pain, like social punishment, is the same as actual systemic oppression.
Oh yeah, it's absolutely as bad as being persecuted for something you have no control over.
The thing is, he has to, because it's absolutely absurd to be like, why would somebody be conservative when conservatives control the House, the Senate, the Supreme Court, the presidency, tons of state houses and governorships across the country? If you're a conservative, you'll have fucking power and you'll have money for yourself. And if you don't care about other marginalized groups, you'll gain a lot of money and power. So
but
there's
I
no political examples.
No one will fuck me, though, because I think that I support people who think that their lives aren't worth anything. Yeah. Why not?
That's mean. Same as being a homophobic.
He continues to say, to be a conservative means carefully regulating your speech and constructing opinions in such a way as to avoid being banned from the public square. To be a conservative means to be a marginalized voice, suppressed and dehumanized, bullied into hesitating to speak out. I honestly want to live in the world where these dipshits think they live, because that seems like a really
awesome.
Sick world.
That's just a list of things they do to people.
It's projection in the purest sense.
Yeah, it's a list of projections. It's like he went in to talk to a psychologist, and the psychologist was like, here's all the things you're projecting.
And he's like, yeah, you're right. That is what happens if you're conservative. I'm glad you agree with me.
So I guess what we need to do is work on starting Pray the Conservative Away camps for these people.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, but as we know about those camps, you don't just pray it away. You torture them until they stop being conservative.
Yeah, I mean, the electroshock's been pretty successful, but we need to step it up a little bit.
Yeah. Can do conservative waterboarding. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So something Bryn and I were also talking about earlier is the fact that the Federalist used Ben Shapiro as the image for this article. I think that implies that Ben Shapiro is a gay conservative.
Well, at least Chad thinks he is, or wishes he was.
Whoever put this article, whoever like chose the image header, it might not have been Chad, but someone was like, article about being a gay conservative. That Ben guy, he's a little manlet. He's seems pretty femme. I bet he's gay.
I think it would be really sick if like Beep Beep listeners or just like random people on Twitter started writing like fan fictions about Jordan Peterson topping Ben Shapiro in like a really tender daddy way.
Yeah, we should. Or just in like 10 years, like when triggering the libs has just become more and more deranged, Ben Shapiro just transitions to prove that being trans is dumb or something. Like he gets hormones and grows his hair out and gets surgery.
I feel like that would be more of like a Steven Crowder thing. Like Steven Crowder maybe would literally do like a transition surgery to like own the libs somehow.
Yeah, he becomes Stephanie Crowder.
See, I'm not a woman still.
Right, he would think it would be...